Here are today's top stories. ABC7 anchor Ron Majors retires tonight after the 10 o'clock broadcast. Majors, he's pretty amazing. To be on top at two different television stations and somehow continue to maintain respect in the business of TV news is pretty damn impressive. Ron Majors is Chicago news, and it's going to be weird not having him on our televisions. I think now that he's leaving, maybe we can just get rid of the 10 o'clock news altogether. Like, that would be the ultimate tribute. No one could do it like you, Ron, so let's run reruns of Maury. And now it's time for the Download Springfield Report. Lots to talk about tonight. Ton getting done. Not a lot getting done? Nothing? What about the Democrats floating a new budget proposal that is unbalanced by about $7 billion? Just like last year? Okay. Marijuana? No? It's going to get vetoed? How about pumpkins? Did we take care of pumpkins? Oh, that is already done. Huh. Well, as Shakespeare said, it's all the same. Only the names have changed. Wait, was that Shakespeare or Bon Jovi? I can't remember. Anyway, that was a Download Springfield Report. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan was said to be ready to endorse Donald Trump today for president, but he backed off saying he wanted to focus on a job in Congress instead. Really? Wow, that's a first. I love that the highest-ranking Republican in the land has to, quote, think it over when doling out an endorsement for a GOP candidate for president. And that, as the media, we act like it's news. Who's he going to endorse? Oh, is it going to be the Republican candidate? Or maybe it's the flat tax dude. What was that guy's name? I could see his face, pudgy face, and the glasses that fit. We're going to flat tax. He looks like a younger Mitch McConnell. Steve Forbes. What, is he going to endorse Steve Forbes? Come on. The State Department came out today and said that Hillary Clinton did use personal emails to conduct official business. No indictment likely, but she will have her reply all and BCC privileges revoked. And she will not have a spam folder. Spam is going to go right to her general inbox. She's going to have to read every single one. That should be enough punishment. 11 states have sued the federal government over the new bathroom rules that say transgendered people can use the bathroom they identify with. The states are like, no way. That's way too freaky for us. We just got used to the idea of using chips instead of swiping our credit cards. Now this, the 11 states are saying the federal government can't tell them what to do. Only they could tell people what to do. Okay. Protesters are in Oak Brook at McDonald's headquarters to advocate for raising the minimum wage. An ex-McDonald's CEO said raising the minimum wage would force the company to replace workers with robots. So I think the word you're looking for, sir, is vending machine. We've all seen Idiocracy, right? Imagine trying to change the Happy Meal toy now. Can I get the dinosaur instead of the fish toy? We already got the fish toy. I don't know what you mean. Does not compute. Reboot. Nuggets. More nuggets. Then it blows up. In weather, thunderstorms, terrible thunderstorms. Always a nice way to celebrate the midweek here. In sports, well, the first shoe to drop looks to be Joakim Noah. Sun-Times is reporting that Noah has told Bulls teammates he will not be back with the squad. Not surprising, since he really didn't gel with Coach Hoiberg, and he is a free agent. Where will he end up? If my gut's right, the Timberwolves team is going to be sick. The Cubs take 2 of 3 from the Cardinals. Big series and a big series win on the road. The Cubs have done a good job against their main rivals, the Pirates and the Cardinals. Arrieta won his 9th game. Holla! The Sox, on the other hand, just lost 3 of 4 from the Indians and went 3-7 on their 10-game homestand. What? They currently have a half-game lead on the Indians. That's not good. But the bright side, they're still in first at Memorial Day weekend. And frankly, that means at least significant baseball into June. Maybe July? We'll take it. The Golden State Warriors are down 3-1 to the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder are just ruining this basketball season for everybody. First, they knock off the Spurs, preventing us from a Spurs-Warriors showdown, and now they're taking the best team that ever lived to the brink. Also, side note, I wish we could go back in time and slap SportsCenter's face for even asking the question if this Warriors team is as good as the 96 Bulls. Down 3-1 to the Oklahoma City Thunder? I said good day. Cavs-Raptors go tonight. I'd love a Thunder-Raptors finals. Then maybe the NBA will wise up and start giving D-Rose a couple foul calls when he drives a lane. Because if you don't, you get a finals in Toronto and Oklahoma City. Good luck with that. And finally, today is National Wine Day, or as millions of Americans call it, Wednesday. Well, that's the carryout for May 25th, 2016. Hey, we packed your order really tight, so when you get home, you'll realize we forgot half of it.